Chase, what's good?
All right, all right. Let's get it. All right, tap in, tap in. This is Sports Bettors Media. I am Hip Hop Mag, C11 Studios. I got a special guest in the building tonight. One time for Tuffy, though. One time. All right. Let's get it, man. Come on, man. Maryland's finest, all right? Tap in, tap in. All right. Look, I already done told him, but hey, look, tell him again, Tuffy. Where you from? What area code you repping? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. All right. Let's get it. All right. Tell us, man, why the name Tuffy Doe?
I got my name, you know, because I had cancer. I was diagnosed with cancer when I was 7 days old. So I ended up surviving. And, like, I was only one of the only kids that survived on the whole trauma floor, so that's how I got my name. That shit just, like, stuck with me for real.
Hey, that's it. That's it, man. Hey, tap in. Tap in. Now, tell us, how was it growing up in Maryland, man?
Regular stuff that's going on, just like, you know, what you're really into. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The crowd that you really choose to be with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, like, growing up there, like, tell us, like, how hard is it to stay focused in that type of environment when you, like, right across the block from D.C. and VA and shit like that?
I mean.
Got a lot going on.
Yeah, like, the way it is, like, right now, like, the way I'm at right now, like, my career.
Yeah.
I start, like, getting back into my back home ways. Like, I start thinking like I was back home. And just, you know what I'm saying? Just having to, like, gravitate to that type of energy versus how I'd be anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, it's just different for me.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. What made you get into music, Tuffy?
I mean, I always had, like, a passion for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, all my life for real.
Yeah.
So, I really just motherfucking was playing sports, but I really wanna, like, try and play sports for real. I was just doing that shit.
Yeah.
Then when I had the cancer, like, a little while after that, I had got diagnosed with, like, some other shit, so I could like play sports for real. So
what sport was you playing?
So I was playing basketball for
Go ahead, Tuffy. Yeah, you were hooping, boy. You look like you was hooping.
You
can go
do something too.
Yeah, come on, man. Tap in. You already know. Okay. Now, talk to us about your success on surviving cancer, man. Speaking of that. Like, just overcoming cancer, like, at your age, like, that don't happen. You see what I'm saying?
I was 7 days old when,
you
know what I'm saying, when I was diagnosed with cancer. I don't really remember the whole experience and, like, you know what I'm saying, all that stuff. But just hearing, like, what was going on and, like, what was wrong with me and hearing other kids die. And then, like, I always felt like since I was young, I knew what I wanted to do. Like, whatever I just put my mind to, I felt like I was going to be able to achieve it.
You blessed, you blessed. I seen one interview, you was like, you told your teacher, like, you wasn't going to college.
Yeah, like, I told my elementary school teacher, like, I wasn't even going to do that. Because I already see how the world set up, and that shit really, like.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? I went to college for, like,
smart.
A year for free. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just going to that motherfucker, just going up there. Like,
just to try it.
Nah, like, my all right, so when I lived in Houston, right?
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? My godfather was Steve Francis, so when I was living in Houston, like.
Yeah.
Chilling, like, just going to the studio, just doing other shit. He like, you know what I'm saying? You can't just keep chilling in there at the crib, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta go up to the college or something, like, just, you know what I'm saying, go do something, you know what I mean? So I just stopped pulling up to the college.
Boy, you a bad man.
You know what I'm saying? I was pulling up, meeting people, fuck around, meeting niggas and shit, meeting bitches.
Yeah.
Motherfucking, like, just being up that jump all day. Some niggas just like, bro, come to class with me. Like, the teacher ain't gonna say nothing. Like, no funny.
But you wasn't even going to school there.
Nah, I wasn't even going to school there. Like, I was going to classes and all that. Like,
yeah. That's what's up, boy. Hey, man, you gotta, and it tells me that it's all about marketing. And not only that, but just meeting people.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You can't be closed-minded or just closed. You gotta meet people because other people give you that opportunity.
Yeah, you definitely gotta meet people.
Right.
Like, a lot of the opportunities I got done came from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Meeting certain people.
Okay, okay. Now, what does Tuffy do when he's not making music? What's your hobbies? What you got going on?
Call of Duty.
Oh yeah, that's what's up, boy. Come on, that's the first one that said that.
Nah,
you said that Call of Duty.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? I go to the clubs and stuff like that, but
very good.
I don't really be trying to be outside too much unless there's something going on or I'm getting booked. So
okay.
A lot of my free time, like if I ain't working on music, you know what I'm saying? Or
are you more of a homebody?
Yeah, like I'm more of being in the house.
Yeah.
Or like doing chill shit, like, you know what I'm saying? But if I ain't doing music or nothing, like, I'm in that house playing Call of Duty all day. Like,
right.
I ain't trying to be outside. No, I'm trying to be right there. And I just start streaming this shit, too, though, so.
Oh, in the games?
Yeah.
Man, people don't know it's money in them games now, man.
Nah, for real. That's why I had to get on it. My man been telling me, like, you need to start streaming, bro. So I just started streaming probably, like, last month, for real.
Well, how's that going for you?
I just started. I've been on the road, so I ain't even been able to sit down and really play. I just set it up. You know what I'm saying? I probably got, like, I probably done streamed, like, twice on that jump.
Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. Okay. What else you got going on?
So like besides the music,
mm-hmm.
I just been working on the merch.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Doing the acting, shit, like that. Getting into a little modeling and shit like that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Just trying.
Just different shit.
Yeah.
Just different shit, man. Tuffy, I fuck with you. Hey, man, give it one time. Tuffy, all right? Very good. Okay. Now, who can you say you model your music afterwards, or you like just kind of in your own language?
As far as, I really like comparing myself wise, like to an artist. I just like compare myself to Roddy Ricch in my last interview, but I ain't even going to like really compare myself to nobody. Cause I really don't feel like I sound like nobody.
That's right.
I really think I got like my own sound for real.
Yep, and that's the thing, God. You know, he just makes shit that's meant for you.
Yeah.
So, hey, that's what it come down to, man. All right, tap in. Best podcast in the Carolina, Sports Bettors Media. I am Hip Hop Mag, Tuffy Doe. All right. Now, that's good, Tuffy. Talk to us about Money World Records.
Money World Records.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the label. That's my campaign. You know what I'm saying? That's what we standing behind.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It really started as like Money Hungry Entertainment. Mm-hmm. That was like a bunch of my high school friends. Like we used to throw like house parties and shit like in high school and shit, like throwing house parties. And then we was like, this when I like first started rapping, so.
MWR.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We was just doing that. Like we just became like Money World, Money Hungry, you know what I'm saying? We was just throwing parties every weekend. Then that shit just transferred over to the music, and we just kept it with that.
Now, is that your label?
Yeah.
That's what's up, boy. That's what's up. So, not only do you want to rap, but you want to get involved with signing other artists.
Yeah, like, I already got the, like, for my artists and shit, like, I got certain artists I be talking to them, like, working with
right.
in the back end, but, like,
very good.
There's a lot of artists that be reaching out to me. Some artists reach out to me today, like, so I got the whole email set up to where, like, all the artists just send all their music.
Right.
And I just had the A&Rs go through it if they like it, you know what I'm saying? We'd contact them.
That's very good.
You know what I'm saying?
Before we get into that, though, I'm going to ask you about that. Who'd you grow up listening to?
You know, like, Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Niggas like that, motherfucking.
Oh yeah, that Wizzy. Yeah, come on, man. Come
like
on, man.
Wayne, like motherfucking Bow Wow.
Yeah, man. People sleep on Bow Wow, man. They be trying to play my man.
We all used to listen to
Bow Wow.
Yeah, like all the little, when they be doing them dances and shit, like
right. Harlem Shake.
Yeah, Harlem Shake. All the niggas who were Ying Yang Twins. All them niggas that was relevant, like in the 2000s and shit. That's who I was listening to.
And the thing is, they don't make music like that no more.
Nah, they don't.
Come on, man. Tap in, man. Tuffy Dope, man. I am Hip Hop Mag, C11 Studios. All right. How's that big album coming, man? Deep in the Rap, man.
Deep in the Rap going crazy right now.
Mm-hmm,
The single They Want to Know of that jump been going crazy, too.
What? That's what's up,
I've been getting a lot of good feedback on that jump.
Very good.
Got a lot of good feedback.
Man, tell all the up-and-coming rappers how important visuals are in this game in 2022.
Yeah, I be telling...
People got low attention span.
Yeah. I be saying, like, I be telling my team that, like, we just got to have visuals and just content. They don't even necessarily got to be... music videos, or the music videos don't necessarily gotta be a music video. You could just, all the little clips that we just be having from being outside, being around, whatever, just vlog them up and make a music video.
That's right, that's perfect, man. Hey, Tuffy Doe in the building, Maryland's finest. All right, what do you got to say to all the up and coming rappers that see you and they want to feature? What you tell them?
Let's get it in. There's money, right? We could do it.
That's right.
I ain't turning down no features unless, you know what I'm saying, it just ain't right.
Right.
I ain't doing it, you know what I'm saying, because all money ain't good money, but,
you
know what I'm saying, and if it's an artist, like, you know what I'm saying, that want to do a feature and I like their music, you know what I'm saying, I might just do that joint off the strength, because I don't even be, you know what I'm saying, I don't be tripping.
Right. Well, you just might have that love that day. You might have that good love.
I be showing a lot of love, like, even as a lot of artists, like, I be showing love, bro.
You got to. You just got to make sure it's reciprocated back to you.
Nah, for sure. That'd be the main thing, though.
That's it. Okay. What's the biggest thing you learned in this game, Tuffy?
That it ain't going, but it's just like something I learned within music, but like it ain't gonna happen overnight type shit, like,
right?
And a lot of times, like, you'll get discouraged and be down and just like fuck that shit, like, know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's one thing I learned, like, just patience, really.
There you go. Patience is key.
Having patience and just understanding that it's just a process that you gotta take, and like, you can't skip no steps, because know what I'm saying, that shit, the steps you skipping, like, you gonna need them jumps. Like, every L I done took in this shit, like, I learned something from it so I can move a certain type way. Like, if I didn't do that, or if that didn't happen to me, I wouldn't be how I am. I wouldn't know what I know.
Hey, man, Tuffy though, speaking facts, my bad, dropping drools. hey, man, it's just amazing, dog. Tuffy in the building, all right. What can you say with all these RICO charges going on with, what's your thoughts on the hip-hop police, man? Do you think it's all about how you carry yourself, or some of these rappers just stupid?
I mean, some of these rappers be stupid, bro. Like,
But,
and then as far as, like, the RICOs going and all that shit, it just really feel like the justice system not being fair to artists when it comes to creativity. Because it's not, you can't really say just because a person say this and that on the song, like, that's really what they living, just because that's, like, being in D.C., niggas die every day, so.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So if niggas rapping about niggas dying every day or how a nigga died, like, this shit on the internet, this shit
that's
is,
right.
Like, it's 2022, like, we watching people get killed, like, so it's like niggas that's rapping about it, they probably just rapping about something they seen.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really fault them for that.
That's right. Hey, I told you, Tuffy Dope, dropping jewels. All right, what you think about that Brittany Griner situation?
Man, that shit, like, I feel like it's wrong because
9 years.
9 years, but you gotta look at it like, she not in the United States.
Yeah.
And like certain countries, like, they don't play that shit, like, whether it's weed, whether it's stealing, whether it's how you dress, whether it's anything. It's not just because she had a weed pen and they try and just make her an example. I mean, they might be trying to make her an example, because, you know what I'm saying, they saying there's some other shit going on with, like,
Tuffy though.
They want people out of prison that's in the U.S. and they try and swap, so, you know what I'm saying, you never know what's really going on. But just from the outside looking in, like, at the end of the day, it's supposed to, like, that's too much time, but she wrong.
Yeah,
just what it is.
Yeah, and it's a hard pill to swallow, but it is what it is.
Yeah, that's like, because you might be somewhere else and you might steal something. They might chop your old hand off.
Yeah,
you might get life,
like. Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely right.
It might be way worse. It's people over there that's locked up right now for way worse.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just that because she who she is, and people just feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That would happen to anybody.
Yep, that's a crazy situation, man. All right, Tuffy though in the building, man. Raleigh, North Carolina. I am Hip Hop Mag. Hey, man, what's one thing that separates indie artists from major artists?
The machine. Because you got, because like once you're an independent artist, like being an independent artist and, you know what I'm saying, doing everything myself, from funding everything to buying my own jewelry to paying for videos, all that shit.
Yes.
Like, it's a big tab.
It's money.
Yeah, so it's like even marketing and all the back end shit that niggas don't see, that you just be spending money on that. Might not work, that might work, you know what I'm saying? You don't know. It's just a game versus you playing with a major label who got the machine, who got the blueprint, who got the capital, you know what I'm saying, to fund your shit, sign you. Whether you flop or if you're not, they going to give you the money. But if you, regardless if you flop or if you're not, you still going to have to pay that tab. Whether if you're independent, you flop or you're not, it's on you.
What you're basically saying is, it don't matter how hot you is, if you ain't got the money behind you, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, that's all the key to this shit. Like,
that's it. Okay, Tuffy though in the building, man. Hey, favorite TV show in 2022?
Damn.
Like you saying like my favorite TV show that came out like in 2022, like that's something that's relevant right now. You saying like just my favorite show, like
that's a good question too. You know
what I'm saying? Just, like we going like just 2022, you know, okay. Like Power, shit like that.
But in 2022,
yeah, like Power, yeah. Like now everybody locked in on that. Pay. I'm trying to get on Power, like no funny.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man, tap in. Favorite artist besides yourself?
My favorite artist, Meek Mill.
Ooh, Meek Millie. Yeah. Shouts out to Philly.
Why my Meek Mill?
Shit, I just fuck with how he carries himself, what he stand for, the whole Dream Chasers movement. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You understand, you real recognize real, and you know the stand up guys when you see him. So it's like,
that's right.
I just respect what he got going on and his music. So it's like, we play hand in hand.
Hey, that's it, man. Tuffy Dough, man. Favorite place you want to visit?
Probably like Paris or something.
Yeah. Probably the city of love.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to Paris or somewhere over there, Dubai, something crazy. Mm. Like, I always wanted to do that.
That's it, man. Hey, gotta venture out. Hey, favorite place you like to eat? Where does Tuffy like to eat?
Bro, no funny. Damn. I be in the house. I be cooking. I be having, you know what I'm saying? Shit be getting cooked, bro.
Yeah, you gotta cook. You spend too much money going out.
If I was just to say, probably just going out, like my favorite little spot I go to, I'm gonna say fucking Chick-fil-A.
Oh, come on, like, man.
My
come
favorite
on.
Little spot. I can eat that all. I can eat that all week, like.
Yeah. Can't go wrong. It's something about Chick-fil-A, ain't it?
Yeah, it's just, I can eat that all week.
Hey, man, shouts out Chick-fil-A, man. Tuffy Dough. Who you do this for when you wake up every day, Pimpin?
Shit, I lost a lot of my friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So besides like doing it for myself, because this is something that I'm passionate in, and I know that just because that I want some, and I fuck with you, you might not want what I want for
That's
me
right.
as bad as I want it for me. So I can't say I want this. I'm doing this for you because that shit might not play hand in hand.
That's right.
But like, so like. Besides my family and like motherfuckers that's in my immediate circle that I deal with, like it'd have to be for my friends that was rapping that died and that I lost and shit like that. Okay. And people that I got that just locked up or anything that listen to my music or you know what I'm saying? That's really what I do it for. Like when I wake up every day and be like, this what I gotta do, I be looking at them like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. That's it. Okay. Hey, tell them, Tuffy, where can we find you at on all platforms, Big Money?
Yeah, all my shit. Yeah. You can find me on all platforms at Tuffy Dough, TuffyDoeE.
Yep.
That's my Instagram. TikTok is Tuffy Dough Worldwide. Apple Music, Spotify, all that's Tuffy Dough.
Hey, Tuffy Dough in the building, Sports Bettors Media. I am Hip Hop Mag. Let's get it, man. What's up, boy? Money World Records, you hear me? Tap in, Tuffy. Let's get some.